What about hormonal therapy in the premenopausal patient with an ER-positive tumors? There are a number of major international trials looking at this. How do you approach it right now in a non-protocol setting? And the question that a lot of people have is the patient with many positive nodes or a patient who's many positive nodes and an ER-positive, HER2-positive tumor in terms of selection of hormonal therapy.
Okay, the way I look at this is that the data, of course, is insufficient to know what the best thing to do is, or we wouldn't be doing these trials. Nonetheless, off study, particularly in patients less than 35 years old, looking at the trial data, it's apparent that combined hormonal therapy, it looks to me like it's better than single modality hormonal therapy. And specifically, the kind of combined therapy that's been looked at up until this point in that scenario is ovarian suppression with an LHRH analog plus tamoxifen. I actually like that strategy more than the strategy of using such ovarian suppression plus an aromatase inhibitor. And the reason why I like that strategy better is because the tamoxifen's blocking the estrogen receptor and you're lowering the estrogen level. If you're using both ovarian suppression and also the aromatase inhibitor, you're using two things to get rid of the estrogen, and you're not really attacking two parts of the chain. Now, whether or not that is the right way to think will be, I think, demonstrated by the ongoing trials, which are comparing the two strategies.
And I guess, I mean, you could make the same argument in terms of postmenopausal women. I mean, I guess a lot of people take the analogy, if I make the woman postmenopausal, why wouldn't I take the therapy that's more effective in the postmenopausal patient?
That's a way of looking at it. It's a valid way of looking at it.